Over the course of my ministry here at Queen Anne, I have been asked probably more than a dozen times, in fact, I'm sure more than a dozen times, if I could recommend a retirement community, an assisted living home, or a skilled nursing care facility. In fact, just a week ago, I received a phone call from an anxious granddaughter of this congregation. Her grandmother had suffered a stroke, and they were looking for a place for her to go to recover and rehab. I gave her my list of recommendations in the order of the very best to the very good. That same day, I returned home, and my 88-year-old mother was sitting on the couch in our family room. She had been with us for the week. We were giving my younger sister and her husband a respite. And I realized when I saw my mom at lunch that soon and very soon, I might have to make a decision about where my mom will go. Years ago, when I started getting asked by members of the community here where to find a good care facility, I spoke with a chaplain who works at a retirement community that has all three levels of care. I asked her what to look for. She gave me the usual things, and then something I thought was rather special and very helpful. She said, you know, the usual things are, does the place smell good? Is it clean? Does it have good lighting? Are people engaged, or are they just sitting in wheelchairs in the hallway? And then she said, think about it as if you were looking for childcare for one of your younger children. And that made sense to me, because I know what I'm looking for when it comes to taking care of a child. When looking for child care providers, I always believe that experience outweighs education every time. Some of the most educated people I know have no clue when it comes to being a parent. I have seen this firsthand in conversations with people, not anyone here, of course, but firsthand on airplanes when people find out what it is that I do, or if we go to a party or something and people find out what I do. They want to tell me, oh, we want our Emily to make her own decisions about religion. Seriously? Really? You want your own daughter to make a decision about her religion, huh? Great, that's a really good idea. What is this? Like picking a band instrument or something? Get real. I can see it now. Emily turns 18, graduates from high school, she goes to a nice college, and she comes home at Thanksgiving time, and she sits down and says, hey, Mom and Dad, guess what? I'm a Jehovah's Witness with a minor in New Age channeling. I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens. Look, there's got to be some kind of bar for a child to compare, because there's a lot of weird stuff out there in the religious world. I'll take experience over education every time. The second thing I'm looking for is character traits. This is what I call the flake factor. And here's where I fall back on my scouting tradition. Some of you will remember the Boy Scout law: trustworthy, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, cheerful, brave, reverent. These are the kind of characteristics I'm looking for in someone who's going to take care of a small child, or perhaps my elderly mother. I was thinking about that as I was reading the gospel lesson for today. Part of the trilogy, the first two parts, the lost sheep and the lost coin. It all culminates with the story of the lost son. We know it better as the prodigal son. While looking at this gospel reading, I couldn't help but realize how God would certainly have not been my choice when it comes to child care or taking care of my elderly mother. And how ironic is that? I mean, we think of ourselves as the children of God, and we are supervised, so to speak, by someone who wouldn't even make your first cut. I'm sure of that. When it comes to the flake factor, God is way up there. Way up there. I mean, all right, we'll start from the beginning, okay? God's good points, okay? First of all, God is a self-starter, right? No question about it, God is a self-starter, took the initiative to create the world. God gave creation and provided us with all that we need, perhaps not all that we want, but all that we need. And I figure if we could ever figure out how to share, it would probably be enough. My daughter got a book when she was four. It said, "I'm four, I can share." I think we ought to get that book for everybody in Congress. Reliable, that's another quality. We want our child or elderly care provider to be reliable, to show up every day. Well, God shows up every day. I mean, we don't see him every day, but he shows up every day, I assume, because he thinks we're going to ask him for something, which we probably will, right? But right away, though, God loses points. God did not childproof the garden. Okay, just to be fair, God did warn us that if we ate of that tree, we would find ourselves in a lot of trouble. So far, God has scored well as a self-starter and the reliable part, lost a few points for failing with childproofing the garden, and certainly loses points by letting us make our own decisions. Now, here's something you want. This is part of the non-flake factor. You want somebody who's solid, who's stable. That's a quality you want in somebody who's going to take care of your children or your elderly mother. Someone who makes good decisions. But if today's reading of the gospel is an example of God's decision-making abilities, you really want to question whether or not this is the person you want in charge of the nursery or the memory care unit at Foss. Turns out God is not quite so solid and stable as we think. In fact, God is pretty restless. Look at those two stories, the parables Jesus tells. The lost sheep and the lost coin. Now, we know that God is really good at creating things. The world is constantly changing, and God is in the details. But for goodness sakes, which one of you would leave the nursery to go in search of the one kid who wandered off? Really? Would you leave the nursery with all those kids by themselves and go in search of that one that wandered off? What was God thinking, for crying out loud? Really? Would you go in search of that one Alzheimer's patient that wandered off and leave everybody else to run the asylum? I'm thinking Jack Nicholson here in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I am sure the nursery committee at Queen Anne Lutheran Church would hastily meet after the service if the nursery person walked out in search of the one child that was lost. You can't leave a room of kids behind by themselves. And oh, by the way, this is the same God who said, "Hey, you know, I have sheep in other nursery rooms. I'm going to go and get them and bring them and put them in your nursery room. And when I do, I'm going to throw a huge party, a really knock yourself out kind of party." This is truly a restless God. Just when you think you have God all figured out, when you've decided who the sheep and who the goats are, and you've decided to separate them, put a bunch over here and a bunch over there, God is telling you, "I'm on the move again. I have other sheep and I'm bringing them into your fold." Everybody in heaven is going to go crazy because we're going to have the most wildest and fun party you ever want. But everybody in the church is going to go crazy and pull out their hair because this is like the worst thing ever. Especially the finance committee, because they have not put a line item in the budget for a wild knock yourself out, spend all your money party. You tell me, what is the point of finding that coin if you're going to spend all 10 coins on a party? But here's the part that really gets me. What's the point of finding the sheep if you're going to have a party and barbecuing? I'm telling you, this God is not only restless, it's a loose cannon, reckless and relentless. Just when you think you got God figured out, and that's what we want to do. We want to figure God out, right? Because if we can get God figured out, we can domesticate God. We do that with teachings, doctrines. God goes and does ridiculous things like chase after sheep or turn a house upside down to find that one quarter and then throws this huge knock-yourself-out party. God is restless, God is relentless, and God is reckless. Reckless to a fault in finding the one who is lost. Hey, what about us? You wonder why the church is in such a mess? Look who the child care provider is for the church, huh? No wonder we're always feeling that in the church we've got to clean things up. Straighten the ship up, get everybody right. I mean, isn't that what we value? We want a church that's run decently and in good order. Boy, if ever there was a Lutheran phrase, that's it, isn't it? Decently and in good order. That is not the church. It never will be. We want rules for the church. We want everyone to live by the rules, but it's not going to happen. Not when the child care provider or the one taking care of the elderly is a relentless, reckless, restless God. God would have never gotten an interview at Queen Anne Lutheran Church if we were looking for a child care provider or if we were looking for somebody to help us with elder care. Not a chance. To me, it's just as well because it sounds like God is really out there busy doing the work of the church, rescuing sinners and the outcasts, looking for lost sheep and lost coins, and every time finding one, throwing a huge party. I don't know about you, but I take some comfort in that. I hope you do too. I guess all we can say is that as God's children, whatever our age, whether we're 8 or 88, and wherever that other nursery room is full of kids and the elderly is, all of us, saints and sinners alike, we are all loved by a relentless, restless, reckless God. Thanks be to God for that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.